The world of beer is filled with different beer styles that have their own origins and followings, and also their own characteristics, and also their own traits that make them unique. For this episode of Brewstilled, I will talk about a triple IPA, a craft beer style that's filled with intrigue and also passionate following. It's all here at Brewstilled, but first, let us begin. Cheers, everyone. Welcome to Brewstilled. I'm your host, Brandon, and for this episode of Brewstilled, I'll be talking about triple IPAs, an excellent craft beer style, as I'm looking to profile more craft beer styles here in the Brewstilled podcast. Currently, there are over 70 beer styles out there, and there are also others that are probably not recognized, yet who also get their own recognition as well. For this edition of Brewstilled, I'll be talking about the triple IPA. An IPA style is also not ordinary, as more unique and also highly sought after. So I'll be talking about that here in Brewstilled, as I'm fresh back from the Central Valley Brewfest down Turlock, California, which was an excellent showcase of California's Central Valley beer scene. For the Central Valley Brewfest, it was an excellent experience. I found a New Zealand-style pilsner there from Dying Breed Brewing Company, which was an excellent pilsner with a New Zealand-style influence. There are also West Coast IPAs, red ales, and other craft beer styles from California's Central Valley. The day before, I went to Dust Bowl's Tap Room in Turlock, where we had a beer flight that had a quadruple IPA, a Scottish ale, a red ale, a Kolsch, and also a nice lager as well, including a golden ale as well. It was an amazing craft beer selection with excellent craft beer from Dust Bowl Brewing at their main tap room in Turlock, California. For those who have yet to try beer from Dust Bowl Brewing Company, you've got to try their beer. They have excellent craft beer and amazing selection as well, and their tap room locations also have a great food selection as well. On their menu, they have their food menu, which has the food item and the beer that pairs well with it. That there's an excellent brewery when they pair beer with the food on their menu. So this past weekend, it was an excellent craft beer weekend with Dust Bowl Brewing and the Central Valley Brewfest, all in Turlock, California. It was an amazing craft beer festival, as for me personally, the summer season has begun. It was a nice hot day with great craft beer and great people, and with great breweries from California's Central Valley. For next month, my next beer fest will be the Freshtival, held by Hen House Brewing Company in Roanoke Park, California. I can't wait for this one because it'll be another excellent craft beer festival with beer that's brewed in less than a week. So stay tuned for details on the Freshtival, because that will have excellent craft beers from all around California, including the state of Oregon. What kind of beer will I find at the Freshtival? I yet to find out, but I can't wait to check it out next month. So, for this episode of Brewstilled, it's all about an excellent craft beer style that's very intriguing because it attracts enthusiasts, beer enthusiasts actually, from all around the world, the triple IPA. For here in the Brewstilled podcast, my plan is to do more episodes based on different craft beer styles. There are several out there I want to talk about here in Brewstilled. So I think what I'm going to do is devote episodes to certain beer styles by talking about the history of that beer style and also provide examples at that particular beer style. And for this one, I'll be talking about the triple IPA, a craft beer style that's always popular and also one that has a strong following. So, let's talk about triple IPAs. Now, IPAs are a mainstay in the world of craft beer, as IPAs are commonly popular in tap rooms and also at beer festivals. But also, triple IPAs are not just what they appear to be, as are also double IPAs and also the triple IPA. And for this episode of Brewstilled, I'll be talking about triple IPAs. Part of the segment will also include five examples of the triple IPA. But first, though, what exactly is a triple IPA? A triple IPA is a beer style that takes your already bold and hoppy characteristics of an IPA, also known as an India Pale Ale, and amplifies that style into an even higher level when done properly, creating a beer that's also not only well-crafted, but also highly sought after amongst craft beer enthusiasts. It's essentially an intensified version of the IPA, both in terms of hop bitterness and also alcohol content, as triple IPAs are known to have a very higher ABV, minimum of 10%. Triple IPAs are also about showcasing a very hoppy character, mainly their noticeable aromas and spicy characters, with the flavor flavor. They usually have a very large malty showcase, which moves the bitterness along, as a higher alcohol content adds an extra element to its already strong craft beer style. I once had an IPA that sold strong the aroma. It was like a scented candle on the table. That's how strong it was. Some IPAs, triple IPAs actually, are so strong the aroma, you'll think it's a scented candle. That's how strong it was. But also in a good way as well. Now, triple IPAs typically have a very higher alcohol by volume, known as ABV, compared to regular IPAs, often ranging from 10 to 12%, or possibly even higher. They also tend to feature an abundance of hops, resulting in very intense hop flavors and aromas, often with a strong bitterness. However, there are other triple IPAs out there that don't have that noticeable bitterness, that are more well balanced with the flavors and the aromas. These beer styles can have a very complex profile with a blend of citrus, floral, piney, and sometimes even fruity notes, all depending on hop varieties used. Given their higher alcohol content and intense hoppy character, triple IPAs are usually enjoyed in smaller quantities than standard IPAs. They're often sought after by craft beer enthusiasts who appreciate bold, assertive flavors and who are also looking for a very intense drinking experience in a craft beer. Some triple IPAs are also seasonal and come out only for short periods of time each year, with Russian River Brewing's Pliny the Younger being a prime example of this. For Pliny the Younger, this triple IPA is a pioneer in the world of beer. People from all over the world travel to both Russian River's tap rooms in both Santa Rosa and Windsor, California to try this triple IPA and to get bottles to go. I did that myself earlier this year, and let me tell you, it was worth the journey, because Pliny Younger is an amazing beer. I loved it, and I'm glad I waited in line for it and also got bottles to go. It only comes out 2 weeks a year in bottles and on tap in Russian River's tap room in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and also attracts people from all over the world, such as Japan, China, Mexico, England, and also Germany as prime examples. Now, for hops used in a triple IPA, the hops used in triple IPAs are essential, giving them their citrusy and fruity flavors, with citrus hops being a prime example of this, as citrus hops are commonly used in triple IPAs. Now, citrus hops are an MVP in the world of hops. The main purpose of citrus hops is aroma, and for citrus hops, that'll be citrus, lime, and grapefruit, although there are also tropical flavors that play a key role in triple IPAs. Citrus hops are amongst the most sought-after beer hop variety because of how they revolutionized IPAs. Citrus hops offer a very unique, intense, citrusy flavor that comes with a strong aroma. They work well with hop varieties such as Mosaic, Galaxy, including Eldorado hops, which are also widely used in triple IPAs. Yet, citrus hops are also strong enough to make a beer on their own, as some beer styles only use citrus hops. So far, with every triple IPA I had, they featured citrus hops. I think you probably cannot make a triple IPA without citrus hops. I've yet to see one, because every triple IPA I do have, I look at the hops that are used, and citrus is always in there. Also, New Zealand and Australian hops are also playing a key role in the IPA market as well, and also are being used in triple IPAs. Now, for the yeast strain in a triple IPA, I find that London Ale 3 has been said to be used in triple IPAs, and the yeast strain with a very high attenuation are said to be good for triple IPAs. Although so far, I do not know how many yeast strains are used in triple IPAs I've had, as hops are most commonly disclosed. Now, for this episode, in a few minutes, I'll be talking about 5 triple IPAs that I gathered for the past few months that are all amazing but have their very unique characteristics. But here's one thing you all have in common. Citrus hops appear in all of them, and there are 12 hop varieties and all 5 triple IPAs I'm about to describe. So let's talk about 5 triple IPAs that I found to be amazing. They're probably not available now, but if you find them next year, definitely do check them out. There are 5 in total, 4 from California and 1 from Illinois, which is also a hazy triple IPA. For the first one, it comes to us from Richmond, California, is called Lord Voloff from Armistice Brewing in Richmond, California. A triple IPA brewed with a modern dry hop of Citra, Simcoe, and Strata hops. For the flavor profile, there is yellow starburst, pineapple, starfruit, and green mango with a very modest set of IBUs. For the ABV, it is 10.5%. I like this one because it had a nice well balance of the fruity flavors, and I love the hop variety trio of Citra, Simcoe, and Strata hops. It has a really nice flavor profile and also well crafted as well. I'm not sure if it's available now, but if you find it, you definitely want to drink it sooner rather than later, as IPAs IPAs, especially triple IPAs, cannot be aged. So if you find a triple IPA such as this one, drink it as soon as you can, and also probably the very same day you find it. For number two, that comes to us from Livermore, California, from Altamont Beer Works, and that one is called Scarcity, which is a triple IPA with an 11% ABV. Now, this one's only brewed for San Francisco Beer Week, which comes in February of each year. And also, as the name states, it doesn't come around very often. It actually only comes out once a year. Brewed with a lot of Citra and Centennial hops, it has a very tropical citrus flavors and aromas that are also very intense. Now, this one for me was very intense aroma-wise, one of the more intense ones on the list. It also has a very nice, smooth, and dry finish with a lingering sweetness, which adds to the flavor. I liked it as well. I love the fact it has 11% ABV, but also doesn't seem that way, but also sip it wisely, and also take time to savor this excellent triple IPA. Also being brewed for San Francisco Beer Week, it really does add to celebratory nature as well of the triple IPA, and also for craft beer as well, and for the Bay Area out here in California. And that was called Scarcity from Altamont Beer Works in Livermore, California. A triple IPA with an 11% ABV. For number three, that comes to us from Rancho Cordova, California, which is also part of Sacramento's craft beer scene, and it's called Ain't Getting Any Younger, and has a 10.2 ABV. Now, Ain't Getting Any Younger is brewed with Amarillo, Citra, Eldorado, Mosaic, and Simcoe hops. Now, this one was brewed with 5 hop varieties. It sounds like a lot for triple IPA, but there are other triple IPAs out there that use 5 hop varieties, probably making it more complex and process, but also results in a well-crafted triple IPA. Now, from a herd out here in Sacramento, California, Ain't Getting Any Younger is brewed to be a rival to Pliny the Younger. If that's true, I don't have any information on that, I have no confirmation, but I can say this. It has fruity flavors with a really more noticeable bitterness in the flavor. There's also plenty of hop characters upon first sip with flavors of orange, grapefruit, pineapple, pine, and a little bit of spice. There's also hints of a toasted malt and caramel malt sweetness, with a nice hint of grapefruit on the finish, balanced with the toasted malt, and it lingers nicely in the aftertaste. I like this one as well, a nice, well-crafted triple IPA from Rancho Cordova, California's Claimsake Brewing, and it comes with a nice 10.2% ABV. For number four, that comes to us from Illinois, from Phase 3 Brewing Company, and this one is the only hazy triple IPA on the list. It's called TDH Unchecked Imagination. Now, this one here is also triple dry hopped. It's a hazy triple IPA packed with Citra and New Zealand Motueka hops. 2 hops in this beer with also very hazy nature as well. It has a nice sensational hop combination, and Dahl's was a favorite beer from Phase 3 Brewing Company. It includes flavors of tropical fruit and underripe banana. They're also balanced by the undertones of a zesty lime notes. For the ABV, it is 10%. It's really hazy. You can't see through it. It's not transparent, and also for it being triple dry hopped as well, makes it an excellent triple hazy IPA from Phase 3 Brewing Company in Illinois. Now, I've had beers here in the podcast before from Phase 3 Brewing Company in Illinois. They're amazing, they're always pretty good, and they produce really good hazy IPAs as well. And for this one, this triple hazy IPA is a prime example of that, and also probably is a more unique beer on this list, given its hazy nature and also dry hoppiness as well, and also being brewed with only 2 hops. Now, like I mentioned earlier, Citra hops can carry a beer on its own. I think for this one, it's a prime example of this because it's brewed with only Citra and New Zealand Motueka hops. Only 2 hops. Now, I'm thinking, now here's my theory on this one. I think Citra is the most commonly used hop in this beer because Citra has a really strong influence and plays a strong role in triple IPAs. And for this one, I think Citra is in a driver's seat all around for this amazing triple dry hopped hazy IPA from Phase 3 Brewing Company, Illinois, with an ABV of 10%. I definitely love it. I'm not sure if it's availability right now, but if you find it, definitely do check it out. And that is called TDH Unchecked Imagination from Phase 3 Brewing in Illinois. Now for the final triple IPA on the list, that here is the one that really, in my view, is a pioneer in triple IPAs. The one that's highly sought after. One of the most highly sought after beers in the world. One that I really love and I'm glad I got 3 bottles of, which are all gone right now. now, and I can't wait to do it again next year by seeking out this excellent triple IPA. And that was called Pliny the Younger from Russian River Brewing in Santa Rosa, California. Now, Pliny the Younger is a higher in alcohol triple IPA with an ABV of 10.25%, with tons of hops, as there are multiple hop varieties in this legendary triple IPA, which are Simcoe, Amarillo, Citra, Mosaic, Elixir, Warrior, and Nectron hops. That there are 7 hop varieties in a 20th anniversary edition for Russian River's Pliny the Younger. It's amazingly dry with a nice balanced flavor for the amount of malt used. It comes with a really strong hop aroma and flavor that all blend well together. For the 20th anniversary edition, it was well balanced with the malt and contained a nice lingering dry and bitter finish that rounds out a really nice flavor that any craft beer enthusiast will love and never forget. Now, this beer was worth waiting in line for 6.5 hours. I mean, it is an amazing triple IPA, and for 7 hop varieties, that there is a major accomplishment. I mean, this beer is legendary. I'm going to save all 3 bottles as part of my beer bottle collection because this beer is a beer of a lifetime. It is amazing. I'm glad to have had it. It comes out only once a year, and when it does, you definitely know it in the craft beer community. So there you have it, a triple IPA showcase. The triple IPA is definitely craft beer style of intrigue and also highly sought after. If you find one, definitely check it out. Now, the 5 examples I profiled here in Brazil are just examples of what's out there for triple IPAs. Some are seasonal, but some are also available all year round. So don't be discouraged if you cannot find any of these on this list that I talked about in this edition of Brustilled. Personally, I'm a darker beer guy such as stouts and red ales, but triple IPAs are also an excellent beer style that has always gathered my interest and always buy one whenever I see it. Now also, there's also the quadruple IPA that there is also has more alcohol content than triple IPA, but that there's a story for another day and for a different episode of Brustilled. For now though, that should do for me in this episode of Brustilled. Please do tell your friends and family about this podcast, and please rate this podcast on your desired podcast directory, as feedback is always appreciated. Please stay tuned for future guest interviews, craft beer content, NFL coverage, and coming soon, House of the Dragon. As in Brustilled, I'm recapping season 2 of the House of the Dragon, an amazing series on HBO, and also beer will be included as I'll be pairing each episode with a unique beer that has a Game of Thrones personality. For now though, please enjoy some good beer, bourbon, whiskey on the spring season. I'm Earl Sprandon. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you next time. And until then, be brewed and be distilled, folks. Cheers.